Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy, because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Good evening, Detroit, and all my global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of Life with Michelle of Me and Happy Life Coaching. And today I'm going to be talking about loving your life and living it in sweet liberty. It may sound a bit cliche, but, you know, people don't know how to live today and love their life and create a life that is very happy for them in the midst of singleness, in the midst of being a widow, in the midst of, you know, all of the circumstances that are going on in your life. A lot of times people do not know how to find that happy place or that liberated place. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. The reason why I wanted to talk about that, I'll give you I was reading this amazing book. It's entitled, How Did I Get So Busy? And it's like a 28-day plan to free your time, reclaim your schedule, reconnect with what matters most in your life. It's a book by Valerie Burton. I always like to, you know, give great reference tools for people who are in search of a lot of things. And, you know, it's always great when you're able to read something and pass that information along to someone else. Because there's a lot of times people are out there searching, you know, and just don't know where to go, who to turn to. This book came out in 2007, so it's a relatively older book, but certainly has a lot of great resources in it. I want to talk about, first, understanding what liberty is in your life, what being liberated. I think it's very important to be able to break down words, to come to a really great understanding of what you're reading, the information you're absorbing. A lot of times, I was speaking in a couple of different other shows, telling people how important it is to break down words, because words, sometimes they don't always have that face value meaning, and you really won't understand, have an impact, the word won't really have an impact on you unless you define it. And it's very important to be able to define words and come break down the meaning and all of those questions and things that you got going on with the circumstances you're dealing with. If you break down all the dynamics of what you're dealing with, you're able to come to a clear understanding of what you're seeking in your life. But let's define what liberty is. There's so many, you know, so many different definitions out there. But I'm going to go with this one. The quality or state of being free. And then they have a couple of bulleted ones. The power to do as one pleases. Freedom from physical restraints. freedom from arbitrary or despotic control. And let me give you one more. The positive enjoyment. All right, let me go back to here. Give you this one last one. The positive enjoyment of various social, political, or economic rights and privileges. The power of choice. See, I gave you a whole bunch of definitions of what liberty is, but the one thing that stands out to me is the power of choice, that very last one. We have the power to choose the way we live, how happy we are, who we're with, who we have in our inner circles, who we choose to love, where we choose to work, what kind of career we want, what God we want to serve. Because even in the scripture says, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether you be God or man. So even God gives us a choice of whether we want to serve Him or not. But it really stood out after reading all of those definitions. The power of choice was the one that stood out to me, because that when you're able to choose, that's the highest form or most powerful form of liberty. And we're talking about loving life and living it in sweet liberty. First, let's pay attention to what loving life is. There are so many people that are dealing with so many issues in life. And one of the things about life is an ever-learning circumstance or situation. Life is an ever-evolving type of, it's almost like a vicious circle, because no matter how good you are, how great you're doing, whatever you're doing in your life, life will still constantly teach you new things, different things, bring you different challenges from day to day. So living your life, you might as well, if you know that life is going to bring you things that will just in a circle. It's just like being on a Ferris wheel, going around and around and around. Life is always going to teach you, bring you new circumstances each every day, bring you a new challenge each and every day. So why not choose a life where you can live it in the most profound position of love? And you know how you do that? A lot of times people don't understand. They want to give their love to a man. They want to give their love to their children. They want to give their love to their family members. They want to give their love to everyone else in the world. But sometimes people forget to love themselves. That's crazy. Somebody, they got all this love to give out, but they don't know how to love themselves. But it's true. A lot of times people do not understand that love, the very issue of love, the very rendering of love has to come from a pure place. And that pure place has to begin with you loving yourself first. You have to put yourself in a position where everything around you, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, that love first exists within you. I know that has to make sense to you. I see a couple of people on the switchboard. You're welcome to chime in anytime and, just really join in the conversation. I didn't decide to open up a chat room today, but I would love to hear your responses about, what you understand about loving life and living it in sweet liberty. When I say that, loving yourself is more important than anything else, it may, or on sight, that may seem like a selfish statement, but it really isn't. How can you completely love someone else if you don't know how to love yourself first? It's not the purest form of love. It's the love, if you say that you love someone else, really, do you truly love that person, or can you really say with the fullness of your heart that you can love someone else without loving yourself first? And one of the things, I'm going to start with relationships. Women in relationships, you know, we talked a little bit about last week about, you know, just relationships, you know, sisters. You know, I want you, you know, it's a very important for you guys to be able to bring yourself in this place of love and really embracing yourself. And love will just become a magnet to you. It's just like you'll be so love will be so drawn to you because you love yourself. It's just, you know, just like having metal in a magnet and you know it automatically draws itself together. That's how love is. You know, it don't matter if you want to be the magnet or the metal. It doesn't matter. But the important thing is that it all comes together at the end of the day. And that's where you want to find yourself in your own life, understanding how to love yourself. You know, relationships. I was speaking to someone on yesterday. We were having a conversation about just, you know, being in relationships, period. You know, some people go, they're in a relationship 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and somewhere down the line they realize they never even loved one another. They were just in a relationship for the sake of being in a relationship. And that is no way to live. That is not being liberated. That's not sweet liberty. That is not living your life in the fullest and purest form of love. So many of us settle for a form or a replica of love because we thirst so much to be, you know, accepted by love and held by love that we, you know, the first thing that comes our way, we allow ourselves to just give in and say, hey, you know, some love is better than no love. Every time I hear a phrase like that, it really saddens me because I realize that on every day of the week that love, you know, the choice of love is you capable of, you know, finding the love, that purest form of love that you so desire. But we give in so quickly, you know, for we look at the fine face, the muscle bound bodies and the, you know, the good cars, you know, and of course those may be good in a sense. But, you know, that shouldn't be your basis of loving someone, you know, the material things, the physical attributes. It should be more than that. I think the purest form of really truly loving your life and being in a loving relationship is in being spiritually connected to that person. And I don't mean just your religious belief or your religious practice, because that spirituality is so much more than a rhetoric of going to a physical building or a physical, you know, church or things of that nature. You really have to connect with the person deeply. And I think, you know, the basis of that all comes from a spiritual place. Loving yourself, living your life in liberty, all of those things come from a basis of a pure spiritual position. And a lot of times people do not allow themselves to explore that path or that process. They do not allow themselves to do that. It comes to a point where we become so involved in, you know, keeping up with everyone else. How is everyone else dealing in relationships? And believe it or not, just because you see other people in relationships doesn't necessarily mean that they're happy. Doesn't mean that they're necessarily living their life and possessing and engaging in a loving relationship or living in a great relationship. It doesn't mean that, because a lot of times people know how to put on a show. But you know how you know when love really exists is that, you know, when you're apart, the love surrounds the both of you. The love swarms around in your world, and people know, you know, there's a glow about you. There's a glow in your life that occurs. It's just a spiritual glow. And you know, it just kind of illuminates around you. And there's a peace that goes along with that. You know, loving your life and living in a sweet liberty. I want to really quick go to that book that I was telling you about. Sometimes this book deals with a lot of different things. You know, so I think it's a great resource to read. But particularly, I'm going to go to... There's a page in the book where it talks about the work to live and don't live to work. And I really kind of, when I was reading this, I kind of applied it to my topic and of loving life and living in a sweet liberty. In this passage, it was just talking about the process of, you know, a person, you know, taking on the assignment of working and being so busy, so involved that they, you know, that they are truly overwhelmed. And from day in and day out, they're going through this process of constantly doing and working and not really, you know, putting themselves on a schedule or putting themselves in a position where they're making time not only just for work, but for themselves. And I thought that this particular chapter, you know, really just kind of stood out because we become so involved with life. We don't take time to stop and, you know, take in the atmosphere. We don't take time to just really, you know, smell the roses, you know, walk in the park or, you know, set aside time for ourselves. And therefore, that feeling of being overwhelmed is just like really driving our own life. And we can't, you know, process anything else in because everything seems so, so overwhelming. Your life is so full that you cannot come down off the mountain for a little bit just to relax and live in that moment. Being, you know, free. It's just a beauty of being free in your life. And a lot of times people don't apply what we're going through in our natural life to the things that are going on in our spiritual life, our relationships and things of that nature. But they all have an impact on how we, we act on a day-to-day basis. But again, this chapter was just talking about how people are overwhelmed with working. Yes, you could be successful. Yes, you can have, you know, all the money in the world, but at the end of the day, when you come down off of that feeling of being overwhelmed, then you become even more overwhelmed because you can't believe that, you know, you went through all this and you're carrying all this throughout your day, and you never took time to just say, hey, let me relax, you know, retreat to a place of calm and allow yourself to just say, hey, this my me time, you know, just to come down just a little. And I think it's so important with if you're working for a specific goal, you know, that's fine. You should show a commitment. But I, you know, one of the things that I like to tell people is to make sure that when you're focusing on specific goals, that you also put down a timeline for yourself. Grab yourself a notebook and just kind of, you know, get into time management. Make time to work, to play, especially love yourself, the time for God, time for your family. That's what this book is really all about, really time management and getting a handle on life in itself, because being so, so busy, you forget the other important things. You forget love. You forget embracing others. You forget to pamper yourself. You forget to, you know, hey, I should try a new hairstyle. You forget that, you know, you may need a new wardrobe. You forget that you may want to exercise just to, you know, keep it all together. You may forget to do a lot of things because you're, what, too busy being busy. That's why I wanted to, one of the bullet points that it has in the book, it says, take all of your vacation days every year. I'm going to say this, you know, a friend of mine particularly, she used to work nonstop, and I've been guilty of this in the past when I was working for corporate America. You can work. Some people are so committed to their job, and again, there's nothing wrong with being committed to your job, but you could be so committed when you have those 2 weeks up, you never take that time. You never take that time, that vacation time that you have, and you let it roll over. I used to do that all the time, and some of the companies, they'll take those vacation times if you don't use them after so long. But that's what life is all about. You have to manage your life, and I've said this in, you know, several past shows, that Management is so key in your everyday life. Managing your marriage, managing your money, managing your time, managing your children. We all are, it should be managers, period, in our lives. But it says take all of your vacation days every year. If you are a self-employed person like myself, you know, you write out, you carve out that time just for yourself. Because guess what? You need to love your life. You need to love yourself and give yourself that time. You need to decide how much vacation time that needs to be. How much can you afford to, like, in my position, if I left today on vacation, I need to, you know, plan that out. How long, you know, without my business being affected, how long can I be out on vacation? So those are things that you should, you know, sit down and consider. Life would be so much more fulfilling if we entreated in love. Love is just not just, you know, an exchange between people who want to be in a relationship with one another. But, you know, there's a deeper and a more stronger form of love, and that's just self-love. The number two bullet is commit your off time to your personal life. When you say, okay, I'm going on vacation, I'm going to take 2 weeks, really do that for yourself. Don't allow yourself to, you know, you gotta be able to detach yourself from your everyday life. Just that time. If you say I'm going to take 2 weeks, detach yourself, turn off your cell phone. And I know it's probably difficult to do, especially if you're running a business, but you must, you absolutely must do that. Otherwise, there is no liberty. There is no freedom. There is no moment of that where you can just relish in a moment and not think about, you know, bills, vendors, you know, all of those things, clients, customers. Everybody needs to take that time in order for you to experience sweet liberty in your life. It says that your all time needs to be yours. That includes your breaks, your lunch hour, your days off, your vacations, your time off. Every American should take that time for themselves to self-care for yourself. And, you know, to many it may sound selfish, but it really isn't. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you will be no good to no one else. And I think I'll say that one more time. If you do not take care of yourself, you will not be any good to anyone else. And it says to set boundaries that empower you to leave your work or your business for a period of time. Have a fulfilling life. Even though you enjoy your work, you're passionate about what you do, sometimes that cell phone has to go off. That TV doesn't have to go off. I know me, if I get over in the island, I don't want to be thinking about it. But I will be honest that I probably, be, you know, being self-employed, you're probably thinking, well, did I do this so it can last? You know, to eliminate that, that is the purpose of, you know, putting it in a time frame when you're off for this 2 weeks that everything will be okay until you come back. So that is the one of the most important things of just being able to set yourself up for sweet liberty in your life. And one of the other things that, you know, and I am guilty of, sometimes I'm up working on projects to 3 or 4 in the morning. But when I read this in this book, I felt so guilty. It says, take your rest seriously. You know, that you know, couldn't be so, that was a powerful statement. Take your rest seriously. When you decide that you want to involve yourself in things, you must allow yourself that time to seriously rest and not think about anything else. Where's the liberty in not being able to rest? You know, if you're not resting, you're not allowing yourself to engage in a total relaxed mode, or you're not allowing yourself to rejuvenate or revitalize your energy within yourself. They insist that you have to take your rest seriously. otherwise, you sometimes you feel you have you ever felt that feeling of, you know, you go to sleep and then you wake back up and you still feel tired. Well, that's one of those things that happen when you're not really getting the proper amount of rest that you should be getting. It's very essential to the, you know, rejuvenation of your life, the renewal of your mind and your spirit, taking that, you know, your rest seriously. Number four, plan your work around your life. You know, some of our circumstances may be different from one another. I'm single, so I don't have the responsibility of caring for a husband, just not yet anyway. And I will be talking about that at another show, because you know, just things, you never know how life is going to open up things or bring love to you. But some of us are dealing with different things from day to day, and so we probably can do more than others, you know, especially if you're single. Me being single, I'm in a position where I can do more than a woman probably that's married or have, you know, a entire family to take care of. I have a daughter. She's 20 years old now. So pretty much she can take care of herself. And so I'm in a position where I can do more and still, you know, experience that true life of liberty, that sweet liberty that we also desire. Liberty is just, you know, you want to be free. You know, my thing is that I love to be free to love who I want to love, and free to, and I do not mean not really getting in any direction from the higher power. I mean that the liberty of loving freely with no restraint, no setbacks, not being bound to, you know, a certain set of circumstances. Love should be free. Life should be free. You should be totally liberated in your decisions, your actions, your movements. You know, when you have, just like when a person is just like restricted, you know, when you're restricted and you're bound by something, you're not free. You're not living in a moment of liberty. You're bound by something, so that weighs you down, that keeps you in a certain position. But if you're liberated in the things that you do, the way you, your actions that you take in your own life day to day, you're able to move freely. You're able to love in a certain way. If you have stresses that are released from your life, you know, if sickness is, you know, released from your life in so many ways, because, you know, if we carry so much on us without releasing that and not finding that place of sweet liberty in our life, then we're bound by so many things. We're bound by, you know, stress on the job. We're bound by marital problems. We're bound by all of those things because we choose not first to love the person that in us first. When we choose not to find places where we can eliminate or manage our lives in such a way that we are consistently living in a loving life or in living in a moment of happiness in our lives. But, you know, again, the book, again, is How Did I Get So Busy? You know, the book is talking about her, you know, being busy and managing her time. But, again, you know, I applied that to my topic today because it all ties in together. When you're managing your time, you're saying to yourself, that I am going to manage myself to a point where I am able to live in a loving, have a loving life, able to be happy, able to live in sweet liberty, able to do all of those things that you so desire to do. The next one, it says, explore your personal passion. I like that one. What do you like to do? What are some of the things that brings a smile up on your face, even though, you know, you're not getting paid for it or you're not, you know, being compensated in any kind of way? You know, what are the things that you like to do? Find something in your life that makes you very, very happy. and make time to continuously incorporate that particular thing in your life, because that's your pocket of happiness on a day-to-day basis. We're talking again about loving life and living it in sweet liberty. Life is just, you know, so, it could be so grand for you. We have the power. When I read that definition, was the last definition of liberty, the power of choice, choosing. We have the power to choose a life filled with great fulfillment, great joy, great peace, happiness, you know, love. You know, we have the choice. You know, as well, when we're children, we depend on our parents to give us direction and different things, what we need to do in our lives. We find ourselves just really leaning on our parents for direction. But as when you become adult or you start becoming a young adult, there are times where that's the time where you need to start understanding the things that make you happy, what you can do to keep yourself in a beautiful place, in a happy place, in a liberated state of mind. The passion behind the things that you want to do. Like, for instance, I'll share with you, I like writing poetry, hence just being the Poetic Energy Network station. So poetry and writing is, you know, very liberated hobby to have. It adds quality to the life because you're able to express yourself in ways that you perhaps wouldn't know how to it allows you to pour from your spirit in ways that you probably wouldn't think to, pour from your spirit unless you don't have the right words to say. And poetry allows for that to be done because the moments and the time that you give to yourself to, appreciate your hobbies and your talents and kind of really sharing those things is just a beautiful thing to be able to do that. The number six thing is make your, before we go on to there, having a passion that is uniquely your own empowers you to express the essence of who you are, and it brings forth the important ingredient in your self-care. It can add an element of anticipation to your life by giving you something pleasurable to look forward to on a regular basis. It can also give you something to share with the people that you love in your life. You know what? If you have a husband or a significant other, your passion, the passion that something that you're passionate about, they can become passionate about it because they enjoy you being passionate about it. It's just, finding your ways to just really have that kind of beauty and sweet liberty in your life, by sharing it, if a person that truly loves you and see that you really enjoy something, guess what? They're going to enjoy it too because it makes you happy. And those are some of the things that, that gives us that platform or that palette of love and mixing the pattern of love and sweet liberty, in your life. That is just an awesome thing because it's just hard to sometimes to even get people to embrace other people's talents or embrace enjoying things that your significant other or your partner enjoys doing. I hear so many married couples, their spouses may like sports, but they may not be into sports. But one of the things that's so beautiful about that, if that's the case, you're happy because he's happy or she's happy. You're happy because they enjoy what they're doing. So those are some of the ways to kind of just find that sweet liberty. Being a single person, if you're a single woman and you don't have a significant other, like myself, not yet. I just truly believe that the universe and the Almighty is divinely connecting me with my partner, my future partner. And, I affirm a loving life. I affirm us living in sweet liberty, because those are some, you have to affirm that in your own life. Who else will if you don't? If you truly want to have a loving life and live it in sweet liberty, you have to first become that process. You have to be a part of that process, have that process already working in your own life. And you want a partner that understands about living in a free, having, you know, freedom in your love life, freedom in your finances, freedom in everything that you do. One of the things that I want to share with you is like there are times when people that you come in contact with, they're feeling a moment, you know, moments of being stressed out, moments of being borderline, you know, just, you know, at their wit's end. That's because they haven't, you know, begin to explore any type of, you know, distressing type of process to help them get through the things that they're dealing with in their life. And it becomes so overwhelming that they're at the edge and they're ready to jump. And when you find yourself in that moment, you know that liberty does not exist in your life. Love is probably lacking in your life. And, you know, it's obviously that serves so much that, you know, chaos and turmoil may be present in your life because you're you know, at the point of explosion. So one of the things that I always recommend, and you'll hear me say it throughout many of my podcasts, that allow yourself to engage in meditation on a regular basis, prayer, and, you know, coupling prayer with that. Meditation and prayer is just one of the most powerful experiences and powerful tools to bring you to a central spiritual place, a central calming place, a central focus place. There are some times that, you know, things can be so stressful that it just you really, you know, you turn to the left and then you turn to the right and you may not even know where else to turn to after making all of those turns. And then, but one thing about it, if you engage yourself in meditation and prayer, it'll bring you back down into a central focus place, and you're able to begin to, you know, start a new thinking process to redirect your steps back to a path of walking in a liberated state of mind, a liberated life. All of those things, you know, just you have to be in control of you, because you have the choice to live life in love and liberty. You have that choice. So many people think that because even if you've done things in your life that you're not happy about, don't let another person tell you that you don't have a right to, you know, change, be different, change your life, make a new direction, do something different. Another person does not have that right to tell you that you can't make a change for the better. We all have the opportunity to make change for the better. You know, those things that we've done to other people in our lives, there's always a position of where, you know, the universe would have to pay a person back. Don't get me wrong, you will pay for the things that you have done to other people. But one of the things that is very clear, that you can decide that you want to change your mind, make a choice in your life that you want to be different, you want to change, and you no longer want to hurt people, use people, abuse people, manipulate people, all of those, deceive people. You don't want to do those things. So change your life. You can be a person that can change and liberate yourself, liberate your life by ridding yourself of those things, that those negative forces, those negative processes in your life. Those are some of the things that we, you know, we forget about, how can also weigh us down in our own life when we have a consistent pattern of doing others wrong. You cannot continue to live a life of hurting other people and expect to not be punished for those things by the higher power. You cannot allow yourself to live a certain life and say, well, you know, I want love in my life. I want liberty in my life. But yet you're still doing, you know, certain things that are unpleasing to the divine. You know, all of those things, you have to, you know, change your own position in life. Make a choice to change your own position. It's literally, you must, you know, flip the switch and turn on that positive energy and make that flow of energy just really, you know, be a new surge into your life and allow yourself to say, hey, you know, I know, you know, get in that self-reflective mode. I know that the things that I'm doing in my life are not loving. Those things, because if you truly want a loving life, you have to get rid of those things in your life that are not so loving. You have to get rid of those things that, you know within yourself that they're not right. You know that, you know, within yourself, the things that you have done, you need to make right. If for nothing, no one, if no for no one else, you have to do it for yourself, because there is no way possible that you can live and dwell and relish in the moment of living in a loving life and living it in sweet liberty. There is no way possible that you can live that type of life until you liberate yourself from the negative forces, and that may include, you know, negative people around in your world, because we can love people from a different people. We definitely can do that. We can love people from a different, you know, a distance. We don't have to be up close and up personal with a person to really love them, but the love does have to be, you know, something that holds true to your heart. And true to your life, and able to for you to render any type of love as such. I am going to go to the next, living in a place that brings you joy. Choose where you live based on your own personal, you know, your own personal desire to live in a place of quality. If you feel like you need, you know, the help from the elements outside, you know, the beauty of the flowers and sun, you know, you may want to choose a location, and if you like flowing water, if you can afford to live by a place where there's a streaming river or a stream or a lake or things of that nature, those also play into you being able to live in a loving life and sweet liberty. And let me tell you how so, because your surroundings also brings in a force and an energy of love and liberty to you when your surroundings are peaceful and calming and just, you know, and then you feel the love from the birds chirping. You, I mean, it's just like a beauty of love being sung from the chirping birds. And you're hearing in the evening time, you're hearing, you know, the faintness of insects just, you know, kind of singing in the chorus. You know, I know that sounds quite poetic, but, you know, I can't help but go there because I'm a poet. And a lot of times you just really, you never really think about the little things that can bring you sweet liberty in your life. Just being in calming places, choosing to be around people that are not confrontational. People who themselves choose to live in a loving life, people themselves who choose not to argue with their partners but to communicate with their partners. And I'm not saying that, you know, relationships won't have any strength where there's no exchange of a language or, you know, arguing. But what I am saying, you can disagree truly without really being in an argument. But it takes a lot on the part of the parties involved to be able to get to that point in your life. That is something that I so desire. I've worked on myself as an individual, because I'm definitely a person that does not like to argue. I don't like confrontation. I just think I love living in a peaceful state of mind. I love living in harmony. So, you know, I definitely would have to have a partner that likes the same type of enjoyment, because, you know, if you don't and you don't balance even in that part of your life, then the relationship will not be a liberating relationship or a loving relationship. So it definitely is very important to, you know, choose the place where you live, manage your surroundings, make sure you indulge in the things that you're passionate about. One of the last things she says in this book to make a 5-minute journal. And every day, write for 5 minutes in your journal to bring yourself to a point where you're allowing yourself to recognize those things that are in your life that will keep you from being totally free in your actions, in your movements, in your thought process, in the way you communicate to people. If you can't freely communicate to people in a loving way, in a peaceful way, and all of those things, that you need to go to a place of self-reflection and allow yourself to just kind of engage in a moment and really look at yourself very closely and see what it is that keeps you from being liberated in your life. Allow yourself to see what keeps you from having that love that you so desire in your life. People think about, so many of us just search for the love of being in a relationship or in a partnership with another person. But it's so divine when you're able to, you know, when you have a desire to just love for the sake of loving. You want to be a loving person, a loving being, a person that renders love, that person that you know, shares love on a regular basis. In your everyday conversation, it love exudes from your words and from your actions and your daily dealings with people. Love is your message, your constant message that comes from the opening of your mouth. When people come in contact with you, they feel the love that comes from you. A couple of weeks ago, I was meeting with my team about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And they told me that, you know, that they liked the way that I talk, because I talk with such love and such passion. And I thought that was one of the sweetest compliments that I can get from people I have just met, you know, on my team working with me to bring. I would like to say in love, because, you know, I'd never met these people before. My team won the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, Kelly, Quincy, and Laurie, and Sister Simmons. It's just, you know, these people have just graced my life and just decided that they were going to work with me in love. And, you know, I could just see the love. Neither one of us knew each other prior to me putting the Spoken Word Billboard Awards together. But all of these people entreat me in love. And just when we come together, it seems like we've known one another for a lifelong time. And, you know, you can't get any more, loving. It's such a feeling that you just, it's unexplainable almost, that you can, you know, be around people that every day of your life and know them for 20 and 30 years and not love them, because you have not ushered love in that relationship or that friendship. But you can go around complete strangers, know them for 2 minutes, and you're able to love. And that it's just an amazing experience to be able to say that when you invite the dynamics of love into your life, how that exudes is just like a pattern of a process, becomes part of you, your everyday life, when you allow and invite love into your life. I see that we have a caller, so I'm going to give the caller a chance to speak a moment here. Caller from the 773 area code, you are on the air with Licensed Michelle. Who I have on the mic this evening?
Hi, Michelle. This is Saeed.
Saeed, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just now looking at my computer. Me and my daughter's out riding bikes, and I'm just now looking at my computer, and I just now see that you had a show on. I'm like, why I just not know about this? So I just tuned in, and I'm looking at what you wrote, and I'm looking at I'm listening to what you're saying, and man, I just want to tip my hat to you. I want to tell you that your high vibrations are feeding me, and it's not only feeding me, it's feeding countless of other people around. I just want to tell you, man, continue to do what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, Saidi. I so appreciate you for calling in just to say that kind word and release that positive, loving energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know you guys are going to be on air tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
I so look forward to that. I try to chime in every time that I get a chance because you guys are doing such a wonderful job as well on Monday night.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just me and my daughter just came in from riding bikes. I was about to sit down and get on this computer and do what I do. But I just see this. I seen your thing on my wall. I'm like, oh, okay. So let me call and see what's going on with her. See how she's doing. Let her know that her work is not going unappreciated.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate that. Such a positive vibe from those kind words.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That was Mr. Saeed, everyone. He's on the air with Conversations with the Queen on Monday nights. He's the co-host with Tay Queen, my little sister.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you
continue to do what you do.
All right. Thank you so much, my brother.
Okay. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right. Oh, that is awesome to be able to have someone to call in and just, you know, just render such positive energy and just so much love. And, you know, that really says a lot. You know, we have 8 more minutes remaining in the show. But, you know, that's what I mean. You have the choice to have people in your inner circle around you. And that energy, that the love energy that they bring, the energy that you bring, all of those currents of energy that comes together in a positive manner, how it's able to really impact your life and just, you know, usher you into a life of living, having a loving existence. You know, just feeding off that energy and just building on that energy, because we all can come together and do a lot of things and so much more if we come together and treating one another in love, you know, and sending off those positive vibes, not really, you know, not allowing yourself to get in those modes where you're afraid that someone is going to get ahead of you with, you know, if you help them, you're going to help them get ahead of you. We should not have those type of energies going on in our lives because there's enough space, enough, you know, a world out here for us all to come together and progress forward in life, you know, and just have all of the things that we want. We're talking about loving life and living it in sweet liberty. But sweet liberty comes when you're able to really be a blessing to someone else, and even if there's nothing in it for you. But you know what? The universe takes care of you when you're able to bless someone else and without expecting anything in return. That's sweet liberty. Sweet liberty is just being free to love, to give, to embrace, to you know, just to do anything that your heart desires. That's sweet liberty. Love is just such a universal language that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, all of those things. You know, we have the capacity to love, you know, in the purest form of love, but we have to first understand what that is. And again, you know, when I said earlier in the show, the purest form of, you know, the beginning of the process of the purest form of love is first beginning to understand how to love yourself first. Because when you love yourself, then you truly understand how to love other people. It's just like, it's just, you know, it's just something that you want to just hold on and just embrace, because when love is true and present in your life, it's just a powerful thing. It's a powerful tool to be able to walk on the face of this earth and in every four corners, the four corners of this earth, and then say that I am a person of love, I give love, I relish in the love, I render love in this purest form. And you know what? When people are around you, you don't have to say that you're a loving person, because when people are around you, they understand and know that you are a loving person. They already see it in you. It's all. It's almost like it's an illuminated light that follows you. You know, it's just like one of those neon lights that say you love. This person is a person of love. And it's just something that kind of just exudes from you. That's a person that's truly liberated in their life, because when other people recognize the beauty in you, recognize the calming, the peace in you, recognize the love in you, that you know, that all says sweet liberty to me. All right, we have 5 more minutes remaining in the show. I kind of want to make sure I give everybody out my information. For many of you that know me, I have, you know, a couple of different businesses. Mia Happy Life Coaching is one of them. I have, you know, clients that I coach, and my company tagline is helping all push past heal. It is my goal to help everyone that, you know, that has a circumstance in their life and they're just at a standstill and they don't know how to move forward in their life. My goal and my mission is to help you get beyond that point and push past heal. If you feel that you need, if you're in the Michigan area, or any area abroad, because I have clients across the globe. You know, we coach via Skype, we coach via telephone. My number is 734-288-7189. Just let me know that, hey, Michelle, I want to be able to, you know, we do coaching on authorship, relationships, real estate, a lot of things. You know, people don't know this about me. I've been in the real estate industry for 15 years, so I have a lot of experience in the real estate industry, setting up real estate investment groups and things of that nature. If you want to invest in real estate, you know, I can give you some, you know, advice on that. You know, also with the health and fitness, I am a certified holistic life coach as well as a certified life coach. I am working on my certification as a personal trainer. I teach plus-size women exercise classes, because I am a plus-size woman going through my own personal process of losing weight, and I'm doing it the healthy way and in the time and process that it's going to take for me to get that done. With all, you know, it's just a various things that I do. I have my website, Official Michelle Alpha. Feel free to go there.com. And join as a membership. We just kind of got that website going, because I was trying to incorporate all my interests together. I also have an independent website for Mia Happy, but it's still all linked together, MiaHappy.com, and that's MiaHappy.com. My fan page on Facebook is Official Michelle E. Alport, so make sure that you go and like my page and follow me with some of the things that I'm doing, the projects that I'm doing. I want to remind everyone that September the 29th in Canton, Michigan, I will be honoring a lot of, you know, people in the arts. The tickets are $25. We didn't get a chance to play the commercial tonight, but we will on all the other nights, and we will be getting to all those that have ranked in our categories, and we will be releasing those, you know, probably late tonight or early morning. We want to definitely make sure that, you know, people get the information. You can go call 734-394-5300 for ticket information and order your ticket online directly, and they will mail them to you as well. But people are starting to buy the tickets now, so they're $25. We are in attendance on that day. It's red carpet style. We come and we're trying to do the best and as elegant as possible, yet having some great fun that evening. So make sure you check out all the regular shows throughout the week. Monday night is Conversations with the Queen, the 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday night is Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moulton Spruill. Wednesday night was psychotherapist Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Colburn from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Thursday, myself is Mr. Stevie G hosting the open mic. Friday is open. Saturday afternoon is on the way with Brother Yeshuit from 2 to 3, from 9 to 10 is what's happening with Marvin Jackson. On Sunday, of course, is Life with Michelle E. Apple of Mia Happy Life Coaching. And you have been tuned into the Poetic Energy Network station. I've been your host, Miss Michelle E. Alford. I certainly appreciate your time and your energy and your love that you've rendered to this show and this network. I do hope that you come back and fellowship with us again and again as often as you like. Good night. God bless.